Obviously, this is a very important position, but why do you want to be lieutenant governor?
I'm running for lieutenant governor because I will stand up to the GOP legislature who is trying to gut education and everything else that has made our state great. And I believe that we need to protect the middle class. And that means investing in job training, high-tech research, and education, simply because our education system really helps to attract business to our state. It helps create jobs for the public sector, and it has made us both a leader and an innovator. But most of all, I know, because I've been a school teacher, I've been a public school teacher, that it is absolutely education that gives opportunity to the middle class.
And let me ask you, Linda, as a teacher, do you think that gives you a unique perspective in regards to the education system and improving that?
Oh, absolutely it does. Because if you've walked in someone's shoes, you know exactly some of the issues, the concerns, the problems. And it helps you to have an outlook so that you know what works and what doesn't work. And I will say that a lieutenant governor needs to believe in public education in order to make a difference there. I served as the HR director for the community college system for 9 years, and I currently sit on the board of trustees for Wake Technical Community College.
How would you help improve the state's unemployment rate?
I think that we need to look at industry-based recruitment in terms of the emerging industries that are out there. We are the fifth ranking state in terms of biotech. There are going to be lots of opportunities in biotech. We need to look at the energy industry. We just had the most recent merger of Progress Energy and Duke Energy, which now forms the largest public utility in the nation. And so those are going to be new jobs for us, the green economy, the healthcare economy, with the eastern part of the state, which is clustered around so many rural counties. They have built up a booming healthcare industry with the beginning of the med school in Greenville, and they're building a VA hospital. I'd like to see the whole the part of the coast that New Hanover County is in for Wilmington, to see the port expanded so that we can be doing more business there. We're giving money right now to South Carolina and Virginia. We can certainly look at what does it take, because nobody does workforce training like our community colleges do, and they can certainly help to bring the curriculum together to do that, because you can bet that no industry is going to come to North Carolina unless they have a well-trained workforce.
You've been a county commissioner and a state representative. Do you feel this experience will help you at all with the position?
I have a history of working across the aisle to get things done, because I don't believe that anyone sends us to represent them in any elected office to preside over gridlock. That when that happens, it is the people who lose. I'm there to work for the people of North Carolina.
You quit your job as a state employee to run for lieutenant governor, and I know you have a lot of support from the State Employees Association. Your opponent, Dan Forrest, raises concerns over this. What is your response to that?
I stand up for working families, and so does